This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, across America on our Salem Media Group stations, sister stations, as well as leading independent stations all across the country. We are a nationally syndicated radio show heard on the Genesis Communications Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we're also heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, too, and our 911 dispatchers, thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance janitorial workers, the construction workers, the security officers, as well as our truck stop waitresses and our convenience store clerks, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo to register for the free gun a day giveaway, and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, we've got Frank Silvato. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because this great country of ours was founded with Judeo-Christian values, which is what this country was all about. Now, CNN came out with a report yesterday that said President Trump has already drafted an emergency order for border wall funding to declare a state of emergency and get the wall built where he wants it built, and get the concertina wire put up where it needs to be put up. And everybody else is pretty much running with that story right now. What say you?
Well, it's CNN, so take it for what it's worth. You know, President Trump is not shy about tweeting out what he's going to do and what he's decided to do. So if they're not quoting him directly, I've got to wait to see it happen. You know, they're not the president's best friend. They're incredibly critical of him all the time. So I don't put it past them to be exaggerating when it comes to something. Then again, when you're looking at this issue, it's about time to say enough is enough with politics and to secure the border. So, but I would be kind of shocked that it was CNN that's privileged to this information and no other network.
Well, they're citing internal documents, whatever that means, internal documents.
And who is CNN to have access to internal documents? You know, I mean, you would think that if he was going to move ahead, that someone from his administration, namely Sarah Huckabee, would be talking to the people at Fox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, that the president would have tweeted this out himself. He is a grand promoter of all things Trump. So for CNN to scoop him on what he was going to do, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm going to wait and see exactly what happens and what Trump says himself. CNN is always suspect.
Okay, let's talk about Larry Kudlow for a minute, because he came out and he said, we are the hottest economy in the world.
Yeah, and when he says that, you know, you take a look at his track record when he talks about economic activity. Go back through the Obama administration, go back into the Bush administration, even go back into the Clinton administration, the Reagan administration, and look at his track record about how he evaluates the economy. You know, so if he's coming out and saying, well, you know, we've crunched the numbers, look at this, we're the world's highest economy, you can't just automatically say that's politics. You have to go, well, his track record is pretty good when it comes to evaluating the economies around the world, and maybe we should look at his evaluation of the numbers and go, wow, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Lowering taxes and helping small business and large corporations actually works for an economy.
Now, it's widely believed that China and Russia already have an EMP bomb, super EMP bomb, and it's believed that Iran and North Korea are working on one together jointly. What do you think about all that? Super EMP bombs. That's getting pretty close to home here.
Well, it's scary stuff, and what we would have to be looking at is a delivery system. Where China and Russia are concerned, I can absolutely believe that they have developed one because it's cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
When your military is costing so much money, to have that super ace in the hole that could create marginalization of the world's best force, yes, I could see them putting a lot of money towards it. I could see where Iran and North Korea would really want it. But it's about the delivery system at this point in time with those two countries.
Well, they just loaded on an old Scud missile and pointed, right?
Yeah, those Scuds are awesome. You know, with them, it's going to be about the delivery system. We've already shown that we can knock anything they can put up out of the sky.
Especially if it's a Scud.
Yeah.
But they're getting a little bit more in depth. I mean, they've got some Chinese missiles and they've been experimenting a little bit. But you know, this is something, this adds a new twist to things. Now I know, even though we won't say one way or the other, that we have long been working on an EMP bomb. And I'm pretty sure that if we don't already have one or two or three, that we certainly are very close.
Well, and you got to remember the mechanics of what an EMP is. And, you know, we can achieve an EMP effect by just detonating a nuclear device way above the atmosphere.
That's right.
Above a target. So yeah. We've got capability to do an EMP. It's just the use of a nuclear object. So, coming up with something that is uniquely EMP that doesn't use the brute force of a nuclear weapon, that would be new.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal. Also, check out his Underground USA podcast over on Facebook. And we will be right back right after this short break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Four dealerships to serve you. Four dealerships, the Nissan dealers in Crystal River and Newport Richey, where you serve, you save. Also, the brand new Moss Family Chevrolet here in Tampa at 16414 North Del Mabry Highway in Tampa, where, again, you serve, you save. Now, what that means is simple. If you are active duty military or a veteran or a first responder, police, EMT, firefighter, either on the job or retired, or you're a 9/11 dispatcher, active or retired, you get preferred pricing, which will save you thousands of dollars on a brand new vehicle. Now, we'll one-up you. If you tell them the captain sent you when you go there to make your deal on the vehicle, that's worth an extra $500 to you. And don't forget about the Moss Family Automotive, wholesale to the public store up there in Homosassa Springs on US 19, because you will get to buy certified pre-owned vehicles, good ones at that, for wholesale prices. And also, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. You get free oil changes, free tire rotations. And, oh, by the way, they might have a motorhome up there. They might have a camping trailer. They might have a boat. They might have an ATV. They might have a motorcycle, whatever, because whatever goes in trade on a vehicle winds up there. So check them out, Moss Family Automotive, Moss Family Automotive, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you to save you more money. All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and Underground USA Podcast, is with us. Hello.
Mr. Captain.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, now running for president, is going to push a quote, end of quote, wealth tax, not on your income, but on the personal property that you own.
You know, this woman, you would have thought she would have gotten it the last time around when she was screaming, raise the taxes through the roof. This is going to be the drum thump of the Democrat Party going into 2020. Crucify the wealthy. You know, what part of it? We just talked about Larry Kudlow and the economy humming along. You know, what part of leave the capitalist apparatus alone and everybody benefits do these people not get?
Right.
Talk about dividing the people. Now, she's talking about the uber rich.
Mm-hmm.
I read, you know, putting the 0.01%, just those evil people. We're just going to take all of their money. This is a socialist mantra.
Yeah.
The people who make the money, let's take all the wealthy's money and distribute it to everybody else. That's a socialist mantra. Now, I think you're going to see a competition with this ridiculous rhetoric between her and Bernie Sanders to see who could tax people the most before 2020, which will not serve them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, they see the economy as working for the middle class people who are getting relief. Do they think that the people who own the corporations and the small business people, I'm not saying the small business people are the 0.01%, but where will their "we want to tax you" stop if they get this?
Right. Right. Now, let me...
You know, and the definition of the uber rich, and mm-hmm. remember what progressives do with the definition of words and everything.
Oh, I do.
They're going to redefine who rich is as soon as they get this tax.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the 70% tax on the upper income earners, which is going to be a lot of people that are in the bracket they're talking about that own small businesses.
And there you go, upper mm-hmm. income earners. Okay, what is that definition? It will be on a sliding scale.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, let's talk about what happened yesterday in the Senate, where two different plans, one GOP, one Democratic plan, to end the shutdown, both failed in the Senate. One vote was 51-47. It was 9 shy of the 60 votes. The other one was 52-44. That was a Democratic plan, in which, I might add, 6 Republican senators signed voted over there, including Mitt Romney in that one. Again, I've said this before. I'll say it again. Mitt Romney is the new John McCain.
Mitt Romney's new John McCain, and all of the people who voted, the Republicans who voted for the Democrat plan, are people that should be in that party, as far as I'm concerned. We are finally making a line in the sand and forcing Democrats to own the fact that they have made the decision not to fund the government, and we have Republicans buckling. That's stupid.
And then
it's just stupid. Now, I see the usual suspects doing it,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it's time to out these people for what they do. There's this commiseration with people who just want to say, oh, why don't you give us everything and then we'll disingenuously negotiate with you on the important stuff.
Yeah. Now, I might add that Romney and Cory Gardner, he was the other one, I believe he was the Senate, something to do with the... they call it, was it Senate Republican Reelection Committee or something like that? He was over there with them. Joe Manchin, by the way, the Democrat from West Virginia, voted with the Republicans.
Yeah, and then I would welcome him with open arms, because whenever there's a critical vote on something, he tends to be the only voice of reason in the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm. Now,
you know, with regard to this State of the Union address, and I've just got to say this because this is really ticking me off.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see President Trump invoke Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
commanding Congress to convene, because he has that authority to do this.
He does.
To give the State of the Union address and then use Article 2, Section 3 to make them dismiss.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that would allow him to execute government and lay politics at the feet of the Democrats. So you're playing politics. I'm invoking a constitutional solution here to force you to come and listen to the speech, and then you can all go about what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And go with the Constitution here, and enough of this BS.
Well, something else that's constitutionally involved in the mix is the fact that today we start sending some of the asylum seekers that are in the United States back to Mexico while their cases are decided upon. And by the way, that didn't come from Donald Trump. That came from Barack Obama.
You bet it did. He instructed people under the guise of making it easier for people to actually seek asylum, that the proper process for anybody coming through Mexico who wants to seek asylum is to go to the American embassy there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just follow President Trump's or President Obama's orders. How's that? Mm-hmm. Can the left be upset about that?
They can be upset about anything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You know, I mean, and they don't like it when you say, well, that was President Obama's order. They just, their heads explode.
Too bad.
So yeah, I say we just say, okay, we're going to follow the rules the way President Obama decided they were going to be, and you have to go back there to file your asylum paperwork. So that's the next step in seeking asylum, is to go back home.
Now, the Senate Intel Committee yesterday subpoenaed attorney Michael Cohen. That's the president's former attorney. And Cohen says that he'll comply. He'll show up to testify.
Of course he will, and then he'll find a reason not to, and then he'll go to the media and talk about what he's going to tell the committee because Trump's an evil man, and then he'll recant. I've never seen a more two-faced person in my life. This guy's out for Michael Cohen. He's not out for the truth. He's not out for anything. So this is he's going to very, very quickly become a liberal media darling. And watch him flip 100% once everything is done, when the spotlight's not on him anymore. He'll show up on MSNBC.
You remember Joe Montana?
I do.
Quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs. He announced yesterday that he is investing heavily in marijuana in California, where he expects to make a killing, his words, not mine, with the sale of marijuana because of what he's starting to open up there.
Well, California says that something that is legal, if it's a legal transaction, he's being a shrewd businessman because they do smoke it out there in California.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's not in the NFL anymore. Obviously, he doesn't have to be drug tested. If he's seeing it as an investment and he's going through the legal avenues to do it, then he's being a wise capitalist because it's something that mm-hmm. is in demand out in California.
Who are the biggest liabilities right now to the Democrats in 2020? You got any ideas?
I'll give you the big three, but it's their big front runners. I'm going to go Elizabeth Warren. I'm going to go Bernie Sanders. And the gift that keeps on giving, Ocasio-Cortez.
How about Joe Biden?
Yeah, Joe's at least something everybody can smile about. Now, I don't know if he's going to be a threat, but, you know, we look at his rhetoric and his actions over the years. He tends to be his own worst enemy. So,
well, he's the front runner in a lot of the polls right now.
I think it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out who he's going to put on the ticket. That's the one. I would love to see him run. I'd love to see him get the nomination, and I'd love to see who he's going to pick. Because just listening to him campaign all through 2020 would be fun.
Yep. All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and also Underground USA podcast. Go over there, check him out on the Facebook pages, and I will talk to you on Monday.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Patrick Hyland, our insurance quarterback on sports, is coming right up. I'm sure that he's going to have a lot to talk about. We got the All-Star football game this weekend, amongst other things. Talk about the Super Bowl coming up. And we'll get into some hot stove baseball stuff. I'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The partial government shutdown continues, and lawmakers are talking about a bipartisan plan to end it. President Trump says he could go along with what Senate leaders come up with as long as it contains a large down payment on the wall.
One of the ideas suggested is they open it, they pay a sort of a prorated down payment for the wall, which I think people will agree that you need. You need the wall. In fact, I see a lot of the Democrats, almost all of them are breaking and saying, look, walls are good, walls are good. Big difference from what you had 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Democrats say they're ready to reopen the government for 3 weeks and have border negotiations. When Nancy Pelosi heard the president wanted a down payment on the wall as part of a temporary funding deal, she told MSNBC she did not think that would be a reasonable arrangement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends at Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Check them out online, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. And for all you folks that are out there freezing to death in the below-zero weather in the upper Midwest, I'm sorry for doing a little chuckle there, but Dave was showing me the temperatures for the next 3 days. Below zero every day, 19 below zero tonight, a high of 9 below zero tomorrow. Good God. Move, Dave, move. And for 3 days in a row, everything was going to be below zero. But they've got the economy plan, the standard plan, the seasonal plan. If you live at anywhere near one of their 168 locations around the country, you can join and you can use reciprocity in those places that you're at up there. But 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM is where you start. 855-FREEDOM, tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us right now, we've got the insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, on sports. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain. How are you this fine morning?
I'm doing good. It's a little chilly out there, but it's great football weather. Now, let's talk first of all about what's going to happen this weekend in Orlando as we've got the NFL Pro Bowl game.
Yeah, it's nice that it's back here in Florida. I like it. It's great for the Orlando community and the state of Florida. I know a lot of people loved it being in Hawaii, and it's kind of neat to have it in Hawaii, too. I wish they'd alternate 1 year in Hawaii, 1 year in Orlando. It'd be kind of a nice thing for the players and the fans all around. So,
okay, but we've got the players will be here. A lot of activities going on, different competition and whatnot. And of course, I think because of the fact they are playing it here in Florida, it'll be a sellout. I would imagine that it'll be a total sellout.
They're in O-Town. You should have a decent crowd. I don't know if it'll be a sellout because, you know, everybody's preparing for the Super Bowl next weekend. It's kind of funny they changed the Pro Bowl now to the week before the Super Bowl. Back in the day, it used to be the Sunday after the Super Bowl. I don't know if that was a good idea or not. Speaking of football, Captain, you know, Benjamin Watson of the New Orleans Saints came out and called out Roger Goodell. And he's one of the most respected players in the National Football League, 15 years of service. He was a finalist for the Walter Payton Award. And I believe the man's right. Roger Goodell, you need to speak up. That was a travesty that happened last Sunday in New Orleans. No pass interference call. And he hasn't said anything about it. I just don't think he's being a righteous commissioner, to say the least, Captain. And I'm curious to what your fans out there.
And unfortunately, they can't throw the challenge flag on something like that.
No pass interference challenges either way. If the ref throws the pass interference, you have to accept that if he doesn't throw it, there's nothing that can be done about it. They're discussing talking about that in the future, and I hope they would. I'm just a big proponent, Matt. We have the technology now. The referees should manage the game and use it as a good guidance on getting the game and getting it right.
Well, isn't there a replay booth or somebody in a replay booth that would have seen that would have said, hey, wait a minute, wouldn't they have done that?
Yeah, that they can't do it, but that would have been a great option to do it, to say the least, or at least you could use that as a challenge. Say, can we look at that again? Oh, hey, we missed it. You know, he did hit him early, or he did hit him helmet to helmet. I mean, there was two flagrant things that happened on that play, and neither one were called. That's what makes it a real travesty. And then we're having refs call penalties where they don't even see it. They just assume it. It needs to stop.
Yeah, I saw a couple of those where the referee was behind a player and thought that the player got hit, and the player didn't get hit. The instant replay up in front showed that he was never touched.
Exactly.
It just looked like he was from the behind part. All right, well.
Don't call it. Go ahead, Cap.
All right, well, continuing to move along here. Of course, we've got the Super Bowl coming up. I believe it's going to be an interesting Super Bowl. It's going to be a big-time media event.
Yeah, well, you have the Los Angeles audience, second largest, you know, TV audience, and then the New England Patriots playing for, you know, a record time in the Super Bowl, as well as a lot of people around the country are kind of rooting against them. So it's going to be a big to-do, to say the least, and a lot of investors will be looking at this game real close with a lot of angles.
What happens if Tom Brady wins? Does he go out on top?
I would if I was him, but I just don't know how much longer he wants to play. He's been preaching he wants to play till he's 45, but I don't know what else there more is to prove. I mean, love of the game is one thing, but your health and everything's another, and what else is there to prove and do? But, you know, the man has the right to do what he wants, I'll say that.
And lucky for them, they're playing inside Atlanta because Catwoman and Road Dogg, two of our favorite truckers, are telling us it's 3 degrees in Mattoon, Illinois right now.
Oh, yeah, it's brutal out there right now. I'm glad the game is being played in a dome. That's another thing that I think, not in our lifetime, Matt, but hopefully in our kids' and grandkids' lifetime, there will be a dome for all the games to be played so the conditions don't dictate the game.
Well, let's talk about something for a minute before we get into the Super Bowl and what you think is going to happen. The Tampa Bay Bucks just announced that they are lowering the price of their tickets, the season tickets, to $30 in the lower sections where they've got seats, and that's a dramatic decrease.
It is. It's a nice thing they're doing here in the community. They need to get some fans back out there. There was a little drop in attendance last year. You know, 5-11 last year, you know, record time. The Bucks not making the playoffs. People are tired of it, and they're going to have to do something to help out the fan. Bruce Arians coming in. Hopefully he can adjust Jameis Winston here in Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay fans will be happy and rooting them in. And as long as they can play competitive football, at least go 8-8 next year, I think the fans will be happy. In this community. I think across the country, all your listeners, if their football team would go 8-8 on a consistent basis, make the playoffs once in a while, win a Super Bowl, you know, every 10, 15 years, they'd be happy people.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's what has to be accomplished.
All right, very quickly moving over to the Super Bowl itself. We got, we got a young team against an experienced team. A veteran coach against an inexperienced coach when it comes to playoffs and certainly a Super Bowl. My sense of better judgment tells me that the Patriots have got to be the team that's favored.
Well, they are. The investors have them as right now. almost 3-point favorites. It's funny, when it first came out, they had the Rams as a favorite, thinking that it was time for the Patriots not to win one. But I think the smart investors changed that very quickly, as your friend Wayne Allen Root would tell you. And but it's going to be an interesting game. A lot of people didn't think Philly could beat New England last year, and they pulled it off. We'll see if the Rams can, you know, pull off the miracle too. They have the speed in the team to do it, and they have the pass rush to put some pressure on Tom Brady. So that will be the interesting part of that ball game, in my opinion.
Kevin. All right, a little bit of baseball here. I don't know what's going to happen. Major League Baseball, of course, we got the Atlanta Braves moving down to, what, Northport?
Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting. That's a trip that I'm going to make, to go down to see them play down there in Northport, because I know they've made a lot of progress in what they're going to be doing down there.
Oh, yeah, you go see the Braves and then go see the Rays in Port Charlotte. Kind of neat down there. You can watch. You
know, and the Orioles in Sarasota and the Pirates in
Sarasota. So you can have a real fun time here in Florida in the good old Spring Grapefruit League, we love to call it. And then all the people out west call it the Cactus League for their teams.
So, yeah, and then, of course, you got the Yankees here in Tampa.
Oh, absolutely. A big, big contingents of Tampa fans love the New York Yankees. A lot of people have relocated from New York to Tampa, so that's where you get the New York Yankee following.
And, of course, Fort Myers, you got the Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, the old Twinkies. A lot of Minnesota people that are talking about the cold weather. The below zero folks would love to come.
Well, it's below zero up there right now, so there'll be people coming this way. All right, so now tell us about what it is you do as an insurance guy.
Well, Matt, you know, every day I help out veterans. I help out senior citizens. I help out your regular family man. Just with a lot of things going on in the insurance world, I like to try to be their captain and navigate through the waters and the maze of it all. And I'm here to help. My name is Patrick Highland. My number is 813-966-1052. Anybody out there listening, I have connections all over the country and in states where I can help out people with their veterans benefits as well as their insurance. And, again, my name is Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052, Matt.
All right, and then you also do the Friday afternoon segment.
Yeah, we'll have a good show tonight from 5 to 6 on 1380 AM. You can catch it on the Internet. And Matt comes on with me from 5:35 to 6 o'clock, and we talk about what's going on in the world. And then from about 5:05 to 5:30, we talk about financing and business and what's going on in the community and in the country. So,
well, the shutdown hits 35 today.
Yeah, I hope that ends real soon, Captain. We'll offer
you and me both. And what's really bothered me is the fact that Chuckie Boy Schumer yesterday did not allow the vote to pass on the Coast Guard. Didn't even let it come to the floor.
Yeah, we need to stop this. Mm-hmm. We need to have people reaching across the aisle and working together. As you always like to say, first we're Americans, and that's what it's all about. And be for this country and not fight amongst each other just to get votes and things
right
in our favor.
We'll see.
Thanks, Captain.
See you later. Thank you. Patrick Highland, everybody, the insurance quarterback. Check him out. And he's, by the way, he's got a Facebook page, Patrick Highland. Go over there, and that's H-I-G-H-L-A-N-D, Patrick, first name. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And welcome back. Final segment of the weekday version of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's been a very busy week. Friday mornings, we just kind of look back at what went on during the week. Man, something going on every night this week. And, of course, on the weekend show, which comes on tonight, I'll have Wayne Allen Root as my first guest, and then Denise Simon, and then we'll have, I believe, Eddie Floyd is going to come on from Reno, Nevada, in hour number three. Now, this portion of the broadcast is being brought to you by my good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's Blinds and Decor also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or wave at those red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out and about. And, yeah, they do business across the country. You can Google them, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Go to their website, see all the different things that they have to offer. And remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Again, that's 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because you never know what that might get you. You might wind up with a donut from the private supply there in the back room. Oh, speaking of which, Don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There's a lot of neat stuff on the website, a lot of clickable links that go to different things, different ways to save money. And, of course, I want you to check out the USCCA while you're there, the United States Concealed Carry Association. Click on that link. You'll have a chance to win the free gun a day giveaway, whatever the gun happens to be for the day. And then, of course, you can take a look and see about what a membership would mean to you with getting $474 worth of free stuff just for joining. Now, the president had something to say about Chuck Schumer yesterday and also Nancy Pelosi, and he summed it all up in this little wherewithal right here. Give a listen to this. If it wants to play. All right, well, that doesn't want to play, so we'll stop that. So I'll go back to what I was doing here. But here's another part of what the president had to say, because, again, it's a shame what's happening to everything that's going on here. It's a real shame. And, you know, he's not surprised what's happening with the Democrats. I'm not either. They've become radicalized. And we just don't want to see crime stopped, which we can very easily do with our southern border. It's about all these illegals that keep coming in. And, I mean, they're just coming across the border. So that's all there is to it. And we've got to stop this stuff. I mean, it's got to come to an end. And we can't sustain this. You know, three hots and a cot for 800,000 people or whatever the heck the number is. We just can't sustain that kind of stuff. It's literally taking our country into financial ruin, which is why I totally support what the president's about to do by sending back these folks that are the people in the that have been here the longest, sending them back to Mexico. Okay, let me see here. Let's get a 60-second blurb with Todd in Tampa. What's up?
Well, what's up is Donald Trump is keeping his word like the only person in Washington, D.C. when we sent them in there 2.5 years ago. Okay? Keep the government shut down, Donald. If you know a Coast Guard member or a federal worker who's hurting right now, go bring them some groceries. Go give them some money yourself.
Hold it. Stop for a second. The Coast Guard can go to the American Legion for special grants, number one. Number two, USAA's got low interest or no interest loans, short-term loans, and so doesn't the Navy Federal Credit Union.
There you go.
Now
Donald,
go ahead.
Donald, swipe your credit card, $10 million a mile, okay? Swipe your credit card. I want $10 million a mile of your own money. I'll get you reimbursed by the American people. I want that wall up. I want a certificate of completion on that wall before you open the government up, okay? It's our job as the American people. If you're hurting as a federal employee and you need a helping hand, we'll set a GoFundMe page up, put Ivanka Trump in charge to distribute the money, okay? But we need this wall up. We need the government shut down for a year, trim the fat, get rid of the waste. All these agencies like the IRS, the EPA, they all work against the will of the American people anyway. They're the fourth and fifth bureaucracies like the media who work against the will of the people. You're doing a great job, Donald. You're the greatest president in American history. Let's get to work and make sure you call out your fake Republican like Richard Burr in North Carolina and Mitt Romney, who's another Democrat. God bless.
Thank you. Yeah, Romney's another interesting case. And you had to know that was going to happen. It was very obvious. The writing was on the wall for what was going to happen with Mitt Romney. He's the new version of John McCain, just the way I see it. And that's okay. That's up to the people of Utah to decide. If he brings home the bacon, he'll still be around. By the way, speaking of bacon, Venezuela, the U.S. has ordered our non-emergency personnel out of Venezuela. That's probably family members and a few of the non-essential people that work the embassy. Everybody else would be sticking around behind. I haven't heard anything about any extra Marines being assigned as security, but it would not surprise me if that doesn't in fact happen. And I will say that the Democratic Party has been fairly quiet about Venezuela. Have you noticed? Can anybody tell me that anybody's been out there just jump up and down on the other side of the aisle and saying this is a bad dude, he's got to go, Maduro? I haven't heard that. I've heard plenty from the Republicans, but I haven't heard anything from the Democrats. And you would think Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or AOC or somebody would say something, but I'm just not hearing it. Why, you think? Well, because Maduro's one of them. He's a socialist. By the way, Ocasio-Cortez now has a fact checker assigned to her. The Washington Post. The Washington Post has put a full-time fact checker on Ocasio-Cortez. And every time she says something that's not right, the fact checker will emerge. How do you like that? Pretty interesting, huh? The times in which we live. And good morning, Sue. How are you? Oh, okay. I got you. You'll be talking to you. Yeah, that's fine. I just choose not to go to that. I just got nothing there to offer me. First of all, I'm not a drinker, so I'm not interested. And number two, there's way too many people to have to fight through, and you got to park ways away and all that, which doesn't quite work on the old ankles and back and knees. You know how I'm saying there. But anyway, that's good. And I appreciate everything you're doing there, Sue, because, you know, what we do here in this program is all about we the people. There is no me, there is no I, there is no mine. What we do for we the people. Because this is a Captain's Army thing. And if you want to go to Facebook and sign up for the Captain's America Third Watch page or the Captain's America Radio Show page, either one, those are the two pages that deal with the radio show, then you'll find out everything we're doing. And we post a lot of stuff over there, not just news stories, but things that are going on in the community, especially for the veterans. And again, for the Coast Guard, I want to make sure that you guys and girls understand that the American Legion is still there for you. And they've got this this grant program that's still out there that they're processing applications for, the American Legion. But also, USAA and the Navy Federal Credit Union are making available with the, you know, with good credit, I'm sure, they're making available loans, low-interest loans or zero-interest loans in some case, for the Coast Guard families to help them get through this. Now, hopefully, this time around, when they do get through this, the Coast Guard will be put back where they need to be put back into the regular military service, so that we never see anything like this happen again. This is wrong. And then for Chuck Schumer yesterday to come out and say, well, if you're not going to pay all 800,000 employees, we're not going to step up and just pay the Coast Guard. That's not what we're going to do. Yeah, right. Chuck, I got no use for you. And by the way, you people in New York that are listening, get rid of him. Vote him out next time. Don't vote him in. All right. I'll be back tonight with a weekend show. Time to hang up the hat and go across the pond over here to where I live. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.